And what about, yeah. What did this have to do with the kind of meat you got from them?
Well, the meat, well, it was that hog meat, or some meat was fine and other, they mm-hmm. had
what
different
kind of,
grades to hog.
I see. Mm-hmm. What about, what you know, when you have, say this is a toothbrush, okay, and these little white things that come up from it, what are those called?
A toothbrush?
Mm-hmm. Those little white things that come up, what are those called?
Oh, when you're washing your teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, well, it's, I got to think I know what it is, but mm-hmm. I can't call it right there.
Do you use bristles? Is that what you call them? Say it for me, would you?
Three bristles.
Okay.
That's right.
Did you ever go hunting for wild hogs?
Well, I never have. Mm-hmm. I never have been to hunt for no wild hog.
Is there any different? Have you ever seen a wild hog?
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference between a regular hog and a wild hog?
Well, I tell you, wild hogs, they're in the forest and they get wild and so they...
Well, what about their looks? How do they look?
Oh, they look and they dangle hog. They uh-huh. got down there wild and...
Do they have anything right here?
That's right, they have toes sticking out there. They get long teeth and...
Uh-huh.
And if they get there, they cut you in two. And if a dog, we don't know how to kick them, they kill them. Every bit that they get to them.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Did you have any special terms for this?
For
this animal, the wild hog?
Oh, well, I have had a bulldog, and the white man used to come and get him and go out on that river swamp and used to kill him for him.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
What about when they wanted to make horses and bull calves and boars and cats, so that they, male ones, so that they couldn't have any babies, you know, produce babies anymore, have any more offspring? What did you call that one?
We call it when you take them to a place or a doctor and they have them spayed.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use castrate?
Oh yeah, well in my day that's the way they said, but now they got some new names. we didn't get that in with right now they changed all the whole thing. They got a different name in it. That's right.
What do you call the sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
When they done weaned the little ones?
Yeah, what do you call that sound they make?
Well, I don't know too much about that no more than all you could say, up to my opinion, that they don't wean the kitten.
Well, what, don't they make some kind of a special sound when they're weaning them?
Oh, well,
the calf?
Oh, yeah, they whoop them.
Yeah, but what sound does the calf make? Does it cry, or what does it do?
It cries.
What is there, do you ever use the word bawl? Does he bawl?
I guess so. I couldn't tell you exactly, uh-huh. but I know I've seen them wean them then.
Yeah.
And they'll knock them off them until mm-hmm. finally they're going on the camera band, they're going and leave them where they can eat.
Well, what is the sound that the cows make when it's feeding time? What do you call that?
Oh, well, they low.
Right, that's what I want. What about the sound that the horse makes?
Well, he holler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he whistle. You hear him holler. Whether he want to eat or want some water or something, he get lost in the thing, you hear him holler.
What term do you use for the feed that you give to cattle?
Well, we have different feed for the cattle and all of that.
Do you call it feed or do you call it anything else?
Well, we call it hulls. We have different, you know, different grades of feed.
I see, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Is that true about all the kinds of feed that you have, like for your stock and your fowl, your chickens and all this? You just call it feed?
That's right.